W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic state lawmakers say they want the Brewers to double their money for upkeep at American Family Field. A new Republican bill would have the Brewers pitch in $100 million. Democrats want to raise that to $200 million. State and local taxpayers would bring the total fund to $700 million. A group of bipartisan lawmakers is trying to revive the idea of ranked choice voting in Wisconsin. Here's Nate Wegehout.
Under the bill, U.S. House and Senate candidates would compete in a single statewide primary regardless of political party. The top five candidates would then advance to the general election, where voters would rank them in order of preference. Three Democrats and two Republicans are proposing the bill. They say it will make lawmakers more accountable to a wider range of voters. A nearly identical bill was introduced in 2021. That bill died in committee. Ranked choice voting is already in place in Maine and Alaska. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Researchers say they've come up with some tactics to help mitigate misinformation online. Eric Tegedoff has more.
Jevin West is a co-founder of the Center for an Informed Public. He's also the co-creator of a digital literacy course, aptly named Calling BS. West says one strategy for fighting misinformation is something he puts on a sticker for his students. Think more, share less.
Just a very simple little statement, which is think more, so sort of take a little bit more time to source things before you share it, and then just share less. So think more, share less.
Another method for lessening the impact of misinformation is inoculation. That is, helping people on social media better recognize false information when they see it. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
A package of bills in Congress would increase access to Medicaid to up to a month before people leave jail or prison. The Reverend Sarah LaWall says people in prison are among the most marginalized in society.
If we really believe in rehabilitation and redemption, then we have to be able to give incarcerated people the tools and the resources they need to be as successful as possible when they re-enter our community.
A study in the New England Journal of Medicine finds people who just finished their prison sentences are several times more likely to die from a drug overdose than the general population. Bald eagles are making a comeback in Wisconsin after last year's bird flu outbreak. Madison Audubon is out with its final eagle data for the year. 89% of eagles' nests produce at least one fledgling this year. Wildlife biologist Summer Madison tells the journal Sentinel it's a sign that eagles are developing immunity to the strain. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Vital Information Program is holding their last walk-in registration event at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point today, September 21st, from 1 to 3 p.m. Volunteers with the Aging and Disability Resource Center will assist you in completing a medical profile that contains your vital information. This profile can be kept on the refrigerator in your home, so medical professionals can access it in the case of an emergency. The event is today, September 21st, from 1 to 3. The Wisconsin Rapids Library is relaunching Macmillan's concert series tonight. The jazz duo of guitarist Rory Stewart and saxophonist Glenn Wilson will be performing both original tunes and some old favorites. Rory is a straight-ahead jazz guitarist, and Glenn an unsung hero in modern jazz. Don't miss their performance today, September 21st, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Macmillan Library Fine Arts Center. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Packers' David Bakhtiari speaks out. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were rumors that left tackle David Bakhtiari declined to play in Atlanta on Sunday because the game was on turf. I asked Bakhtiari if that story was true.
I've never leave him hang out to dry. Like, I signed up to play. I'm planning on playing, and when I can play, I'm going to play. So clearly, if I'm not playing, there's something going on, and it's been it's been weighing on me a lot.
Green Bay is getting ready to host the Saints on Sunday at noon. Yesterday in Chicago, there were reports that the FBI had raided the Bears' front offices. At Hallis Hall, the day after Alan Williams had resigned as the team's defensive coordinator, the NFL Network says the FBI story was not true. Meanwhile, Bears quarterback Justin Fields says learning a new offense has been complicated.
Of course, you know, things that I didn't like, I felt like, you know, I wasn't necessarily playing my game. Felt like I was kind of robotic and not playing like myself.
What do you think was causing you to think so much, maybe?
Coaching.
Fields would later claim that he was taken out of context. College football, the Badgers take on the struggling Purdue Boilermakers. Tomorrow night, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Head coach Luke Fickell on what's missing in the Badgers running game.
There's things that take a toll, and whether it's maybe it was the first half, maybe it was us trying to but not establishing, you know, the ability to run the football well enough to create some energy, but maybe those body blows made a difference.
Baseball, the Brewers with a convincing 8-2 win over the Cardinals. Tyrone Taylor had a big night at the plate. Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin, with the call.
High fly ball, deep left field. Palacios back at the track. Wall gone! Tyrone Taylor, a two-home run night. And a big insurance run for the Brewers. It's 5-2 Crew.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Just continuing to put the ball in the air and do damage with it. So he's bottom of the lineup. That kind of production has changed our offense for sure.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have our good friend Paul Trombley on the phone with us. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, it's good. Morning to you.
How's it going over there?
Going well. How about yourself?
We're doing good here. Still some nice blue skies. Mm-hmm. Very similar to yesterday.
Those patches of fog on my way in this morning, though.
Yeah, yeah. Did see that, I don't know if today is it, but today might be the last 80-degree day we have of 2023.
Yeah, you know, we'll see if we can get up there again. I mean, it may be close tomorrow here for us to get to 80 again. But,
well, I have to be honest, Paul, journalistically with you and the audience. I'm only saying that too because I feel like if I say that, Mother Nature is going to do the opposite and give us more 80-degree days. So I'm not trying to be
a little reverse psychology happening over here.
Yeah. So yeah, let's just say that they're becoming more numbered.
Yes.
That's the safe answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trained to have safe answers here in meteorology.
Trained very well. They did a good job. They did good.
say something, but really nothing.
Right. Nice. If this doesn't work out, you can always get into politics. You know,
exactly. There you go.
What is it looking like for today, Paul?
So, you know, it looks like some warmer weather for the rest of the week here, and still cooling off a little bit this weekend. The rain chances that we've been talking about this weekend starting to diminish here for us, though. So I think lesser chances for rain for the weekend. I think most of it's going to stay more western parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota area. With a high pressure system, it's probably going to keep that rain away from us that's going to be in place to our northeast. So, yeah, it looks like a drier weekend than had first been anticipated. Still a mix of clouds and some sun out there today, just a spotty shower chance. Late high temperatures, about 81, 56 tonight, spotty shower, partly cloudy otherwise. And then upper 70s on Friday with breaks of sunshine, just a spotty shower, thunder shower chance, upper 70s to those highs. 58 Friday night, isolated shower. Looks like the rain chances starting to almost go away here for us this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. More clouds, some sunny breaks, Saturday 76, low 70s, mix of clouds and sun Sunday. And still hanging in the low 70s Monday into Tuesday. Partly sunny skies into Monday, so things are looking better for the weekend. I don't know if the colors are going to be coming a little, you know, a little nicer out there, but it's going to be a nice weekend to get out and see some more of the fall color out there.
Sure does sound like it.
That sounds really nice, Paul.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Paul. Yeah. Thank you for the forecast.
You're welcome.
Always good to catch up with you. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Have a great day.
You too.
Best in the business, Paul. Right there. Best in the business, our good friend Paul Trombley. He puts up with so much for me, but he's such a good guy.
Well, our friends up in Warrens are going to be happy with that coming up because the big Cranberry Festival is this weekend, and they were worried about the rain, so that'll make them happy for
That's
sure.
That's nice. That is nice. And especially with these, few weekend events that we have coming up in the next couple of months as we're getting ready.
Cram it all in before the snow flies, man.
Yeah, really got to do it. Really got to get that in there. Get those walks in as well. Get your time outside in.
Enjoy it.
We are going to get into some fun stuff this morning. We got a study that found something out about morning workouts we're going to get into.
Oh,
We have a That Ain't Right story early on with Kraft Singles.
I think that your morning workout was the That Ain't Right story, but go on.
Yes. So that's coming up. That'll be there. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission dropped an album. And we got to talk about like a music album. Yeah, yeah. We got to get into that. That's going to be interesting. That is coming up a little bit later as well. Of course, we have in this 8 o'clock hour some fun stuff. In the 9 o'clock hour, we kick things off with our pet of the week from the Southwood County Humane Society.
Nice.
Madison Rafter will be joining us. Looking forward to that. We'll find out what furry friend or non furry friend we have joining us this time. Looking forward to that. And, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got plenty of the fun stuff lined up for you. Some That Ain't Right stories. Some local good stories of the day that we're going to remind you about as well. But as I was telling Melissa about a minute or so before we went on air, I have to call an audible.
Mm-hmm.
I had somewhere we're going to start, and we'll get to that in a moment. It's funny. We'll get to the funny in a second. But this bipartisan group of Wisconsin lawmakers that have proposed ranked choice voting in the top five primaries.
Oh.
This is something that I've been talking about with our representatives and our politicians here in this state for over 3 years. I think 2 or 3 years. Actually, it might even be 4 because it goes back to when New York first started doing this.
Okay.
And I think things have gotten a little bit better as far as our divisiveness. But at the time, I think we were at peak divisiveness, peak Hatfields and McCoys, peak red versus blue, cat versus dog, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, and to not just maybe more importantly to the political scientists out there that understand this game much better than I ever will, ranked choice voting is a great way of looking at person over party.
Yes,
it is the ultimate person over party.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a candidate who cannot hide behind their party, this is a perfect way to do this. What I have been told, and I'm not going to mention them by name, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus here or anything, but you can go back and listen to the interviews if you want with the people that I've talked to. They think that you're not smart enough.
Mm.
They think that you cannot. This is too complicated for the American voter, and that's why we shouldn't do it.
Slap in the face.
A huge slap in the face. Huge. But just as much to that point, or to that point, even if you want to go down that road, let's go down that road a little bit. How many people, what is asked of you to vote? You've got to be able to sign your name, right? You've got to be able to figure out
your address.
Have a license, have an ID, something like that. Can you tie your shoes? I mean, these are simple things, basically, right? And then there's understanding the three branches of government.
Mm-hmm.
And 424-2600, feel free to call up right now and give us a quick synopsis of the three branches of government. I believe most people out there can do that. I believe most people understand that. I also believe it can be confusing.
Oh, yes.
it can be very, who's in charge right here? Here's who. How does this get decided? You got Congress, you got the Senate, you got all this. But we figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It takes maybe a class or two in grade school, but you figure this out. You get it down.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you understand.
Well, and for most of us, as elections draw closer, you start to pay attention. Okay, who's actually running and what am I voting for?
Right.
And you look at it in the moment there too and go, okay, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. Because I don't know about you all, but I can't pay attention to that 24/7.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's soul sucking.
Yes. Yeah. that's part of how they get you.
Right.
They wear you out. It's the Ali tactic. It's the rope-a-dope. It's I'm not strong enough to beat this person, so I'm gonna out-train them. I'm gonna wear them out.
Wear them out.
I'm gonna take every punch they got for 2-3 rounds, and that fourth round, I'm knocking them out. That's what they do to us as the voters. They knock us out in that fourth round. Now with ranked choice voting, you would not have that.
Correct.
You have, okay, I can't hide behind my party anymore. Take Herschel Walker in Georgia, for example. Their Republican Party was adamant about this. They didn't even hide it. We're voting for him because he's Republican. We think he's insane.
Yeah, he's kind of bat crazy.
He's literally crazy. But yeah, we're going to vote for him because he's Republican.
Because he's got an R.
And I'm not just picking on them. Democrats do this too.
Oh, yeah.
Both sides do it. Even independents do this. All people do this. But with ranked choice voting, you wouldn't be able to hide behind this.
Mm-hmm.
I have been one of the biggest proponents of this and pushing this, and I keep getting smacked aside with it. No longer. No. Because we get to talk about it for at least a day or two before they again end up, you know, pushing it under the rug.
Well, there are three states where they have some statewide elections now. Maine, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then there are several others that have some local options for them to opt in on. And then local elections in some jurisdictions. There's multiple states across the United States that have some form of ranked choice voting.
And they have figured it out.
Yeah.
They have not had to, you know, just when they walk into the booth and walk out real with their head down and everything and walking up to those wonderful volunteers that work at those voting booths and everything, I couldn't figure it out. I don't understand. And if you want to be, if you're somebody that just votes straight Democrat, straight Republican, you could still do that.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing stopping and maybe that more, from happening.
Maybe just as important, you can't just phone it in. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be able to phone in your vote.
No.
You shouldn't.
It's your civic duty.
Yes. It should take, I'm not saying voting itself should not take work, but the research, the homework you do, hopefully
to
before
be
you
prepared.
Walk into that booth.
Before then, yes, you should do a little bit of work.
Taking a test in school shouldn't have been work, but the prep that you did before it should be.
Sorry, I laugh because of the where we're at with testing in the state.
Yeah,
but,
that's a good point by you. It's a well-deserved laugh.
But I think that as far as ranked choice voting goes, it's very simple. You know, whether it's you get to choose your top two or your top three. Because it's different, you know, obviously each state is figuring this out for themselves as they go in municipalities. But that's not hard to understand. Like, okay, I want this person as my first choice. Mm. This person is my second choice. And this person is my third choice.
Boom. You're done. You're done. Hand it in. You're done. Yeah. That's it. That's, I mean, how hard was that? How difficult is that?
I didn't find it that hard.
The tough part becomes, I have two R's. Which one do I decide? Which one do I pick? I have two D's. Which one do I pick?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, you got to start thinking. And, I'm sorry, we're making voters think. That's fine. I think most voters are okay, understand that they want to think they are thinking. It is the politicians, and you can tell where they stand on this and what they have to lose if this were to happen with where they stand on this issue. If they are quick to dismiss it, if they are quick to say that, well, the American people wouldn't want this, blah, 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 and everything. I remember hearing this about recycling. I remember hearing this. I remember my grandparents telling me, but they said this about seatbelts. Quit underestimating the American population. Quit underestimating us. We are smarter and we are more capable than you realize.
And that is just their crutch. They don't want this in place because it challenges the establishment. It gives people the ability to go, well, you know what? We're not going to go with your first pick because you think that that's the right person that should be in office.
Yeah.
No, it's not up to you. It is up to the people. That's us.
Yeah. I apologize.
They get one vote, too. And that's it.
I apologize. Well said. I apologize for starting this show this way. I didn't want to start this way. I honestly didn't, everybody. But reading the news overnight and hearing about the bipartisan push for this this bill for ranked choice voting, that along with yesterday, the session on child care and everything that ended in 5 seconds with them opening, hitting the gavel, and then it ending.
Could they please talk about stuff?
Just a quick message to all Democrats and Republicans out there that are currently in office, that are currently working right now. Get this done. If you don't, we will replace you.
Yeah.
You can be replaced. There are other people that can do your job. I'm saying that to all parties, to everybody.
We're elected to do a job. And by not having a conversation, by just gaveling in, gaveling out, you are not doing your job.
I don't care if you're a representative, a senator, a congressman, you've just gotten the job or you've been doing it for 30 years, you can be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Get this done. If you don't, we will replace you. End of story. I'm done. I'm done going through this. Well, we got to talk about it a little bit longer. Oh, we got to debate. We got to go through this, and this. How long do you need? Get this done. If you can't, then I question whether or not you're adults, for one, if you're grown up enough to do this job, if you're mature enough to do this job.
They weren't even willing to have the conversation, James.
Yeah, that sounds like if I did that to my bosses, I would have, they would have a right to fire me.
Right. It'd have been like me showing up here this morning and you're talking about something I didn't want to talk about. I'm like, now I'm going to take my toys and go home.
Right, right. That's all it is. I'm going home.
I need my computer.
Yeah. It just,
and my water and my coffee.
It's just... I mean,
my cell phone.
I am done coddling politicians. I am done asking them to do their job. Do your job. Get it done. If you don't, we will replace you. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. You're going to have to work a real job. You're going to have to actually get on, maybe work in a factory or actually get some dirt under your nails or something like that and really put in some work.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get this done. And if not, maybe we'll have AI do it. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe that's the next question.
I don't know if that's the answer.
I don't think so. I think we could do better than that.
I hope so.
We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up right up for you, everybody, on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR and the Southwood County Humane Society, Tom's Paint is your one-stop shop for paint, wallpaper, and blinds. Rebates available on Graber Blinds until October 31st. Tom's Paint, 941 Huntington Avenue. We have you covered.
Club Forest Bar and Grill is featuring a mouth-watering tailgate pizza in honor of football season. But that's not all. Come see if you can win big with Pull Tab Happy Hour during Packer games. And don't forget their famous wings, only 50 cents during game time. What's more football than that? Lace up those shoes and come out for the next game. Club Forest Bar and Grill, 1176 Club Forest Drive in Plover, your Packer Party headquarters and a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR and Southwood County Humane Society.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 81, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 56. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs level off around 78, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
It's time for the...
So uplifting.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to uplift you. We're going to bring up the mood. We've got some good stuff lined up for you. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's. They got nothing but good stuff for you over there. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're open till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at... 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wow, I don't know what happened there. That was crazy. That's never happened to me before.
Brain fart.
I always remember where Misty's is. Right at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can't miss it, everybody.
No. They're open now and you can get pie.
Mm-hmm. Get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday. Get a free slice of one of the Brian's pies. The toughest decision you'll have is which flavor to get.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know you were already alone for a little while this morning, but I'm hungry. I might go to Misty's.
Understandable. So... Get me some fries and we're good. Okay. You pick me up some fries and bring them back. We're good. You go right ahead. You call up on the phone. We can talk while you're there and everything. Do a live remote from Misty's. I've wanted to do one of those for years.
Yeah.
I'd love to do our morning show from there.
That would be fun.
I don't know what the new way we do this, how we would pull that off, but I want to figure it out. I really do. I love our friends at Misty's. It's been too long since I've been over there. Let me live vicariously through all of you. Get on over to Misty's. Treat yourself.
And then call us and tell us what kind of pie you picked.
Yeah, yeah. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everyone. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really email them to any of our staff. Mm-hmm.
You can call up right now, 424-2600.
Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Two.
That gives us that qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Katie Gullamy.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Hope you have a great day, Katie. Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Jamie Beagle.
Jamie, congratulations.
Mm. Enjoy, Jamie. Hope it is a great day to you. Enjoy your day, and you're our qualifier for today.
Yeah, head over to Misty's, have some great food, and enjoy birthday pie.
Enjoy. We take a look at some celebrity birthdays here. Happy birthday to Quad Cities King Greg Dwyer. Dwyer and Michaels, one of the more popular and local longtime names in our radio industry over in the here in the Midwest. They're over in the Quad Cities.
Okay.
Let's see. Maggie Grace is 40. She is Aletha on Fear of the Walking Dead, Shannon on Lost. She's Liam Neeson's daughter in the Taken movies. A good actor.
I've seen her in something.
You've seen her. I haven't seen much of her in a while, but she's done some solid work and has a nice
career.
Looks
like a lot of action movies.
Yeah. Liam Gallagher is 51. One of the singers from Oasis. The singer from Oasis. One of the Gallagher brothers is what I meant to say. Wonderwall, Champagne Supernova.
I like that band.
Alfonso Ribeiro is 52. Carlton on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He even got a dance, the Carlton dance that he has that a lot of people know and everything.
Okay.
I really love arcs of careers like Alfonso's where he, like most actors, wanted to get into this industry and be another James Dean and that kind of thing. He gets this role of Carlton where he's playing a nerd, and as he would put it, a black nerd, which you did not get to see a lot of back in the day. And now where we are, where nerd culture is so popular and so hip and all that, it really kind of made it cool. Now it's funny, people go back and watch, and yeah, he's still awkward. he's still a little bit nerdy and everything, but not in a kind of make fun of way.
Right, not a derogatory way.
More laughing with than at kind of way. Mm-hmm. And what he has done with that, where he has speared that into being a great host. He hosts America's Funniest Home Videos. I think he does something else, too.
But he did have a couple movies that he was in. He was in Wild Wild West with Will Smith.
That's right, yeah.
And then The Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Yes,
he but was. Let's not forget the 1993 Ticks.
Nice. Oh yeah, you take that work, take it. Yep.
But you know what, I think they should remake that movie because with ticks, you don't want to get bit by a tick.
Oh yeah,
and I think that could be a true horror movie in the worst sense of contagious disease, which are the kind that scare me the most.
Yes,
honestly.
Well, that's just I'm with you, 1,000% with you on that one. Especially, I did not know anything about ticks until I moved out here, and my first walk into this conversation was having a huge tick on my elbow, and my nan and papa taking off, and. These are people.
The nonchalantness with which.
Yeah, and that they had to burn it afterwards, and then they got to make sure that the stinger's out, all this stuff and everything. Not stinger, but you know
mouth.
What I mean. The mouth is off and everything. Like as a kid, coming from where I did, this, I honestly felt like I was on a foreign planet. Like, what is going on? What do you guys deal with out here? Like, that ain't right.
And if you listened to me, you know I don't like horror movies. Mm. But what a better, and they're often set in Wisconsin. Why?
Yeah, I don't.
This is the right kind of movie to be set here in the Midwest, where it actually happens.
You don't even
ground zero.
You don't need a bunch of blood and gore. You don't need jump scares or anything like that. Just like literally telling the story of somebody going through the woods, worrying about having a tick on them, and taking it off. Like just a basic story like that would be pretty horrific, especially with some good music. Some good music behind it and everything.
And a storyline.
Yes, that would probably help. Luke Wilson is 52, Owen's brother, and he's Pat on Stargirl. He was the guy who starred in Idiocracy. Reese Witherspoon's the love interest in Legally Blonde. I played NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in Concussion. I really like Luke Wilson.
I like him, too. He's a handsome, like, normal guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a really good actor, too. I think he's way better than average. If you really want to see, because I think Owen Wilson has kind of turned his career around with Loki and a lot of this, but you really want to see those two do some great work, Luke and Owen Wilson, watch their first movie, Bottle Rocket. Mm. It's an independent film that they both wrote together, and I still think it's probably some of their best acting. Luke Wilson was really good in The Royal Tenenbaums, too, though. Mm. That may be his best performance. We talked about, Ricky Lake is 55 today, daytime talk show host.
Wow.
And we mentioned her over on our sister station on Wiz Country 105.5, where we have the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 Monday through Friday. Faith Hill is 56 today.
Yes.
Gigantic star in the country music industry.
I can't believe she's that old.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. I got to say, I didn't expect that. But I would have thought late 40s, so not that different.
Well, and she doesn't look it.
No,
for one.
Rob Morrow is 61. Maybe many people will know him from the movie, the TV show Numbers. But I think a lot of us remember him from Northern Exposure. He was good on there. He was a good actor.
Yes.
Dave Coulier is 64. Uncle Joey on Full House and Fuller House. And supposedly the guy that Alanis Morissette is singing about, and you ought to know.
Oh.
Yeah. That's I don't know which is more his claim to fame, being Uncle Joey or that part of the song, but apparently those two have talked a bit since then.
I would hope so.
And I don't know what came of that, but I know they've talked. A couple of huge names we've still got to get to. Bill Murray is 73 today.
Wow.
One of our greater comedic imports into the world is Bill Murray. And Bill Murray, I think, has also shown that he can do
everything.
Comedy. Yeah, comedy, drama, all of it.
Yeah. And Ghostbusters.
While I don't know if he's filming anything right now, I do know if there is a wedding around him, he will probably crash it. Him and Tom Hanks are these guys where there are just tons of videos and pictures of them just showing up at weddings. Showing up.
They can. And why wouldn't you?
I would do it too. Oh, yeah. I like weddings. I'm actually one of these weirdos that likes weddings. I would definitely be doing that if I had that. If I was an A-list star. Not a B, but if I was an A-list. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd definitely be doing that. Stephen King is 76 today.
Wow.
Mm, mm. One of the most celebrated American authors of all time, and always will be. It'll be hard to ever top, like, or at least knock him out of the top three, top five, mm-hmm. with the body of work that he has. It's funny, for all the work, for all the credit that they want to give some authors for just kicking out work, Stephen King does that, only it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying everything he's ever done is a great work or a great piece, but his stuff is so good that they turned it into movies.
Yes.
And that wasn't always done back in the day, but now it's nothing for a book to be made into a movie.
Right.
And that really starts with Stephen King.
And some of them badly. But, you know, they're still trying, I guess.
Yeah. It's true.
But well, all of the... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, half the time they change it, it's not even like the book. So,
yeah. Well, and I understand. It's hard to fit a 10-hour book into a 2-hour movie.
It's understandable sometimes, yeah.
Or 3-hour movie, as they're doing now sometimes.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Or 2-parter. But still, I have been amused by some of the quotes that have been coming out from Stephen King with everything that's happening with... I'm sorry, I have to call it Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm calling it Twitter.
It's dumb to call it anything else.
Yeah.
Because if you... Let me tell you, if you Google X...
Yeah.
Do you know what comes up? Not Twitter.
Yeah.
That is not what comes up on your search engine.
Don't want to do that with your work computer. No, but
oops. I mean, to be fair, in the search bar, I wrote X, formerly known as Twitter.
Nice,
That's still not what came up.
Still doesn't come up. No.
No.
I think he's going to end up having to go back to Twitter. I think he's going to have to change all of this. I think it's going to happen. But
or it's just going to end, which would be better.
Yes. Stephen King is 76. Richard Bachman, 75.
Wow.
And if you get that joke, I appreciate you. Richard Bachman is Stephen King's ghost name. I did that joke basically for my mother.
That's the
only one that laughed at that. Let's see. Don Felder is 76, Eagles guitarist and keyboardist.
Hmm.
He also wrote and performed the mind-bending track Heavy Metal, taking a ride from the Heavy Metal movie. Jerry Bruckheimer is 80, the man behind CSI and the Pirates of the Caribbean and National Treasure movies and Top Gun. Let's see here. And Larry Hagman, born in this day in 1931, passed away in 2012. Larry Hagman is the guy that gave me one of the greatest lessons in acting as a young kid watching him on The Tonight Show.
Mm.
He's the one where I've told the story. Johnny Carson asked him, Larry, you're a thespian. You've played every great role on theater. Now you're known as JR from Dallas. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about being typecasted? And he looked at Johnny and said, Johnny, they could put JR on my tombstone. I get paid to do what I love to do. It was a good lesson to me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
as much as you don't want to be typed or any of this, You get the work you get.
Do what you do.
And H.G. Wells, born in this day in 1866, passed away in 1946, one of our architects for sci-fi in this country, in this world. The Time Machine, The Invisible Man, War of the Worlds, The Island of Dr. Moreau. Again, one of the greater authors there was. And Chuck Jones, born in this day in 1912, passed away in 2002, legendary cartoonist. Now, Chuck did a couple of characters you might know. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Marvin the Martian, Pepe Le Pew.
All of our childhoods.
Yes, basically. Thank you, Mr. Chuck Jones. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But one more time, Jamie, happy birthday to you. You're our qualifier.
Yeah.
Katie, happy birthday to you as well. Enjoy
happy
your
birthday,
dance.
Ladies.
Stick around for Melissa's news. And otherwise, head on over to Misty's Menu. Enjoy yourself. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Most, if not all of us, use the internet every day. In rural areas of Wisconsin, many do not have access to fast and reliable internet.
People in isolated rural areas are tired of waiting. They don't want to be second-class citizens that are still waiting for coverage.
Marianne Lippert is an independent broadband consultant for several rural counties in the state. Wisconsin will receive $1.1 billion from the federal government for the Broadband Equity Access and Development Program deployment, or BEAD, in Wisconsin. The original bills proposed by Wisconsin's legislature didn't allow for multiple proven technologies to give people in rural Wisconsin broadband access.
They need to set those rules in a way that allows the most competition and allows technologies other than fiber to participate.
That's Stephanie Cassiope, U.S. Cellular's Senior Director of Government Affairs. She said an amendment has been proposed to make the bill more technologically inclusive. That's a relief because studies have shown that the $1.1 billion for the BEAD program isn't enough to run fiber to every rural household in Wisconsin.
Something like fixed wireless is quicker to deploy. It also can be more cost-effective to deploy.
Marianne is a strong advocate for broadband access for people currently living in the state and for the economic boost Wisconsin could get from people looking to move here.
But they won't even look at a property that doesn't have true broadband.
The Broadband Office in Wisconsin is preparing an initial proposal that will be published for public comment sometime this fall. Anyone who wants to give input can contact the Wisconsin Broadband Office at psc.wi.gov. Beauty and the Beast Jr. opens tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Shows will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. The WRPS Children's Junior Theater is delighted to bring this show to you. You can purchase tickets now at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, WRPS District Office, or at the box office on performance dates. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717. CordellCordell.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 81, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 56. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs level off around 78, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. I had a listener I was talking to. They said they like how we come in from breaks with the music and everything. And I was joking with them, like, do you ever have a hard time knowing who's who? Because I do that every time. Melissa and James, Seth and James, Seth, Melissa, James. I never really say who's though. Who? I mean, it's hard to tell which one of us is James.
I'm James.
See, it's tough. I didn't know even there. I wasn't sure which one.
Except you're talking over me.
Yeah, I shouldn't have talked over you. This is an interesting one, and it ties in perfectly with something else we have going on around here. If you think artificial intelligence taking your job is alarming, that's nothing compared to this. AI can translate chicken speak.
What?
Yeah. Scientists from Japan say AI can help to understand what different chicken clucks mean with about 80% accuracy. That's not the whole sentences, like yo-yo, the living conditions out here are really substandard, man. I didn't sign up for this. I just needed a 9-to-5 job here and everything.
They changed out our feed. I don't like this new stuff.
What is this? I didn't sign up. I don't want this. There's a,
this is not what I ordered.
What is it, chicken scraps? It uses the sound of their vocalizations to determine distinct emotional states, including hunger, fear, anger, contentment, excitement, and distress. I want a contempt chicken. I want to see what a contempt chicken is like.
No, actually, you don't. Not probably in person.
Probably not. Yeah, no. Yeah. The city boy talking here. Yeah. Obviously, insight like this could be very beneficial in the care of animals, allowing us to know what stresses them out without having to guess. It's worth pointing out that the research is in very early stages, and I don't think this is necessarily beneficial, but it might be beneficial to some, and it might even just be funny to others. This is being spearheaded by a Tokyo professor named Adrian David Chahok, who is better known for sex robot research.
Okay.
I don't know where that research led to this, and I don't want to know, but I will say... This is, I mean, it's funny. Let's be honest. It's just funny. And there's a lot of jokes we could be made. And I encourage our audience to make some jokes with this one. 424-2600, 715-424-2600.
Yes, please weigh in. I have a theory, however. So I have heard that watching chickens or spending time with, you know, your flock of chickens is almost as good as therapy. So I would guess this scientist who spent all of his money on sex robot research needs cheap therapy. But then he realized that he wasn't getting the feedback that that he could understand. Yeah, yeah. So now he has to develop a way to understand the therapy that he's getting from his chicken flock.
Look, I need help. Why won't you
why
talk
won't
to
you
me?
Talk to me? Bark, I can't bark. Tell the difference between contempt and joy.
Don't know what we're doing. All animals, it would be good to be able to know what they're thinking and talking and all that
them.
Stuff.
Sure.
Having a little Dr. Doolittle device for that seems mm-hmm. pretty cool. But I don't know that chickens are the top of the list of this when it comes to animals we would love to be able to interact with or know how they're feeling. They're definitely up there, though. They're definitely a top 10 animal that, if anything else, we got to start with the animals we've domesticated. Yeah, we really, before we're talking to lions and things like that, we should know what, cows and chickens and that.
Cats and dogs.
But
birds.
I also hope, and it seems like a lot of people do this, and I don't even blame, we all grew up with cartoons with animals talking. We just got done talking about Bugs Bunny and all this stuff and everything. But don't expect Shakespeare. From animals, I'm not.
Wouldn't you just be astonished, though?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it would
if,
be.
If they just whipped out some Yeats.
Well, they say you put a bunch of monkeys in front, 1,000 monkeys or 100 monkeys in front of a typewriter, and eventually they'll come up with Shakespeare. That whole phrase and everything. So maybe you got a point there. But our brains and their brains very different, very, 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 very different, and their level of intelligence is not the same. Now, are they intelligent? Obviously, yes, they're very intelligent creatures. All creatures are intelligent, but just a different type of thinking, different type of intelligence. So I think that most people might think, hey, I'm going to be Dr. Doolittle. I'm going to get to talk to these animals. We're going to have conversations. I don't know that that's the case. Even if we get to a point where our dogs, our cats can talk or anything, I don't know that they're going to have a whole lot of deep thoughts or that they're going to have a lot that they're going to even care to talk other than, hey, I'm hungry. Hey, I need to go outside. That kind of thing. Hey, there's another dog across the street. Hey, that squirrel is, look, I don't trust that squirrel. I do not trust that squirrel. There's another one.
I'm going to chase that squirrel.
I'll be right back. Well, I want to go outside for 5 seconds, and then I want to come back in.
we've done some research on animals and memory of different animals and things that they recognize and memorize. Or I was actually having this conversation this last weekend about genetic memory and that animals possess genetic memory, which I find fascinating because that also, we as humans also have genetic memory. Mm. Trauma travels through your genetics. The trauma that our great 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 grandparents experienced is in our bodies.
Many thousands and thousands of Jews deal with survivor guilt, including myself and my mother and her mother and that.
It's not something you've experienced necessarily in your lifetime, but it's something that is in your genetics.
It's crazy,
and that's fascinating to know about. Now current active thoughts that animals are having would also be fascinating to know.
Yeah.
I mean, we personify animals and I do it to inanimate objects. I talk to doors, door frames when I run into them.
I hear you.
Chairs.
Every day I do this. Yes.
My vehicle. But inanimate objects are quite a bit different than animals.
Hmm. Do you think that if this were to happen, this would have an effect that we may not see coming of, it's a lot easier to eat these animals when they can't talk, when we don't know what they're thinking. Do you think it would change that for people? I don't know. I'm genuinely asking. I don't really have I'm kind of 50-50 on that one. I don't know if it would or wouldn't, but
I think it would for some, for sure. What I think the bigger, broader aspect of change that would happen that would be wonderful is how we treat the planet and how we treat the species that live in it besides us, because they could actually then tell us, hey, guess what? You polluted my home. I can't live here now.
Yeah.
And I don't have anywhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want me to do?
So I'm moving in.
Clear out a room in your basement for me.
You guys messed up my ocean. You guys took my land. I'm moving in. That's what we've got every day almost, a new bear story of a bear coming into an area that it would never go into normally. Right. Because
walking into a convenience store because the doors open themselves.
I mean, there's people out there that think that they can keep just doing this to our planet and nothing's going to happen from it. Or, the animals are just going to stay where they are. No. No, they're not. Nature finds a way. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and look at some old train tracks that haven't been used in 50 years. What happened to those train tracks? Yeah. There's grass, there's trees, there's stuff growing from there. Yes, they will take this back. Like, they're already showing it. They're already coming this way and everything.
But the thing that, you know, and there's other people that are like, well, they'll just go extinct. That's fine. Except for, you know, the whole circle of life thing.
Yeah, that food chain that's quite important.
We kind of need those other parts too. It's all one big connected, interconnected cycle and thing there.
Yeah. Everything has its place and everything mm-hmm. is important. And if you take away the mosquito, if you take away the bee, if you take away the bear, any of these things, it has a catastrophic effect on our whole thing we're doing here. Everything we're doing here.
Yep.
Taking a break, coming back with some more fun. But we want to remind you that wizcountry.com is where you want to go to get in on the naming the chicken contest.
Peck that into your keyboard.
Until chickens can talk for themselves and we can actually ask them their name, mm-hmm. we have to name them. Now, I think this would be great. We get to the naming of this come because we're going to do this until September 30th. You have until then to go to wizcountry.com/chicken to name this chicken.
Yeah,
then
it's getting down there.
Yeah, it's getting close. October 9th through the 29th is when the poll will be up. And you can get pecking on that. And then we'll have three top candidates that, you know, of course, a winner and two other
runner-ups that also get great prizes.
So we do all this. We name the chicken. And then we get this technology where these can talk. And the chicken tells us, that's not my name. That's it.
You know, we'll take that.
Yeah, but we got to wait.
Do the best we can in the meantime.
Until then, we got to name this chicken.
Yes.
So go ahead and help us do that. You can enter up to three names. Please, please, please. I want you to be brave about this. I've talked to some
don't
people
hold back.
Yeah, that are worried that they don't come up with the most creative names or something like that.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Just have fun with this. I don't care if you use Dale. it doesn't matter. I'm not picking on anybody named Dale out there. Just
and you don't
a name
have to have three choices either. You can enter as many or as few as you'd like.
I did. I haven't brought that up enough. Thank you. That's a really good point. I think some people have kind of like gotten their heads about this. Just have fun with it, everybody. There are no bad names as long as they're PG and we can say them on the air.
Wizcountry.com/chicken.
Get in on the naming, everybody. Get yourself an opportunity to win a two-night stay at Chula Vista and bragging rights.
Oh, yeah.
Second and third prize also getting a Chula Vista stay. It's going to be nice.
Vouchers for fun things. Cool.
I've always wanted to go there. I've never been there. I've always wanted to check out. Especially going there in like winter. Mm-hmm. Like that's when I want to go check that place out. Chula Vista, I've never been over there. So I got to check that out.
Nice place.
Let you go and you let us know how it went. That's how you can do this. And go to wizcountry.com/chicken. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Highs around 81, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight, lows of aloft around 56, mainly clear. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 78. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's Friday.
It's so weird.
It's so I just am realizing it's Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've been talking about Thursday events all morning and everything. Mm-hmm. I've been prepping for my Thursday interview. I'm going over to the South Oconee Rec Center today to hang out with our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings.
Oh, cool.
Soon as I am done with recording Midday Magazine this morning, I will be heading over there and interviewing all 40-some members of the team.
Oofta.
Looking forward to that.
That'll be fun.
We got to do this last year during their blue and white game, and we're going to get a chance to. Coach Peckham invited me down there for this, and really looking forward to it. These interviews you'll be able to catch when you catch River Kings hockey right on our sister station WIRI.
That's coming up soon.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
Not that I want, you know, another sports thing for you to talk about, but we celebrate our local teams for sure and love the fact that we get to play on our airways the games.
And we're looking forward to that. Appreciate the team inviting me over there. And any chance you get to you get an opportunity to go to the Southwick County Rec Center, go there. Mm-hmm. Whether it's open skate or it is our River Kings you're taking in, one of our better, I think, buildings, our better places to hang out, spend some time in.
Yeah, and any excuse to get in some exercise. You know, I know it's weird that we didn't get together this week until Thursday.
Yeah,
because usually I'm here in the beginning
of
the week.
It's very weird. It's weird.
And so it's hard to keep track of what day it is.
It is.
But one of the other things that I am currently joined in and doing is water aerobics.
Really?
Yeah.
You were blowing my mind this morning.
Off air,
on air. That's awesome. Right on. Very cool.
No, it's something my boyfriend and I are getting into, and I didn't realize how much of a workout that is.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I've never really thought much about it, but I bet.
Right. Yeah. You don't until you actually do it. And then, like, and you're in the water and doing these exercises and stuff, and it seems, you know, like, oh, great. We're going to do, bicycling under the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Sounds easy. Hour later, you get out of the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, whoa. I think I weigh about 100 pounds more than I did. Your whole body it's a great workout.
Oh, it sounds like I got to try that. That sounds like my kind of workout.
Well, hit up our YMCA here in Southwood County. I'm sure that you can get a water aerobics class in when you can.
I want to at least try it.
Yeah, it's
fun. It sounds like that my kind of thing. When I was a kid, one of the best hockey players I've ever seen in person that my dad played alongside with. My dad was a left wing; he was a right wing. He grew up playing water polo, and he got into hockey in part because of these gigantic legs this man had. He was like all legs.
Yeah,
he had like an upper body like me, but all legs. Like guys used to make fun of him and everything, but he got those legs through water polo, through basically working out a lot in the water.
Underwater.
And all this, and
it's like automatically added weight.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of weight, you just teed this up perfectly here. If you're a morning person, this could be useful news. If you're a night owl, maybe not. A new study found that if you want to lose weight, early morning workouts might be best, specifically between 7 and 9. Of course, right when we're on the air.
Yeah. Sorry, James, I got to work out.
Yeah, you guys don't mind if I get a workout in real quick here? It looked at more than 5,000 people's exercise habits. The ones who worked out in the morning tended to have slimmer waists and a lower body mass index. They also tended to have healthier diets and ate fewer calories overall, so it's possible early exercise just encourages us to eat healthy, or we work up an appetite maybe, and it actually makes you eat breakfast.
Well, doesn't working out boost your metabolism too?
Yes, that too. Yes.
So,
or if you're working out in the morning, maybe you just are more focused on your health in general. But this part's interesting. The early morning exercisers were actually the most sedentary overall. They spent more time sitting than any other group. So basically, you can still be healthy even if you sit for work all day. Just get your steps in early so you don't get lazy later on. This is one of the things that I've kind of like, I don't know. It's been a big part of my life. I've always been the kid. On Friday, when we got homework, I got my homework done right away, so I had all weekend to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, to me, in my head, I spend a half an hour now, and then I've got all this time. Like,
right.
Especially when you're a kid, and you know, 5 minutes seems like 5 years and all this. I got the whole weekend to play with my friends and all that. Like, I've always been that person. I want to get my work done right away.
Get it out of the way.
When people ask me good news or bad news, bad news. Yeah, give me the bad news. Get it out of the way. Band-aid off. I want to get this done. Like, I'm a big believer in that.
Mm-hmm.
Working out is very similar to me. I like getting my workouts in the morning before I get here, and I feel a lot more awake. Mm-hmm. I feel especially.
Yeah, you get your blood pumping and your breath going.
Even if you don't work out, I would recommend to everybody just try this stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Just try stretching when you get out of bed. You know, as you're having that cup of coffee or whatever you're doing to start your day, I almost promise you, I have a hard time believing that nobody would be benefited from it. You right. just feel loose, literally looser through the morning. You feel a little bit more.
Limber up your muscles. And
I guarantee you and Seth would be able to tell when I don't do this, like a morning like this, where I'm more crunched over and I'm more hunchback and all that and everything. It comes from not stretching. And mm-hmm. I'm really trying to work on my posture. I'm way late on the game on this one, and I don't know how much is going to benefit me if I'm lucky enough to get to 80, but I'm trying.
No, I would say every time you put in effort, it's worth it. You know, it's going to help a little bit. Better than doing nothing.
Yeah, and I think the same thing with this stuff. Whatever kind of exercises, whatever kind of stretching you're doing, even just a little bit is going to go a long way,
mm-hmm.
and you'll notice a difference from it. We've got good stuff coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Our great friend Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwick County Humane Society, going to be joining us. Want to send a big shout out to Tom's Paints. We've got you covered. Visit our, go ahead and check out our friend Tom's Paints. And we've got a nice advertising thing going on over
there,
too. We send a shout out to them. And we'll talk with Madison in just a few with the...